When we walk with the Lord, in the light of His word, what a glory He shares on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all we trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil it does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but His blessing we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who we trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we'll sit at His feet, or we walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The light of this world, what a glory shares on our way. What we do is good will, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, not a sign nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toil it does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but His blessing we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the faithful He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we walk
His hands we will go. Never fear, only trust, obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Shall we stand up to pray? You are my Lord, O Lord. You are my Lord. You are my King, O Lord. You are my King. You are my today. You are my tomorrow. You are my forever. You are my tomorrow. You are my forever. O Lord, you are my God, O Lord. You are my God. You are my King, O Lord. You are my King. You are my today. You are my tomorrow. You are my forever. You are my tomorrow. You are my forever. O Lord. You are my God, you are my King, O Lord, you are my King, you are my today, you are my tomorrow, you are my forever, you are my tomorrow, you are my forever. Amen. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, do something new. Something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, oh Lord, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord. Blessed Lord, we are grateful to you for your loving kindness, for your favor, for your assistance, for your graces we receive day by day. Thank you for blessing us in all areas. Glory be to your holy name, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our Father, as we are before you today, to continue the study of your word, we pray that you open our understanding. You will teach us your will. You will teach us your word. You will show us your way. You enable us to walk therein in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The path of blessedness you will reveal to us.
Amen.
You will make it so plain, so clear before us.
Amen.
And also make it possible for us to abide by what you will be saying to us.
Amen.
so that today and forever it shall be well with us.
Amen.
May we not hear it in vain.
Amen.
May we not hear it only.
Amen.
May we have the grace to abide by it.
Amen.
And may your word do us good.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
We have no time to waste at all as the year is already rolling. Before you know it, January will be ending, February will be following, then you come to November and another December again. And we need to move as fastly as necessary so that all God intend for us to achieve this year, 2013, by the grace of God, will be able to achieve. Towards the end of last year, we began to discuss about solid preparation for the new year. And I want to believe that God have assisted us to lay some foundation for the new year. But I want to say that there is the need for us to continue to build on that foundation for the purpose of God for our lives to be truly fulfilled. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I start the reading from verse 1 as we look today at the topic, how to wisely use your time in the new year. How to wisely use your time in the new year. Time is what we call split seconds. Seconds. Minutes. Hours, days, weeks, decades, centuries, millenniums, and so on and so forth. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 8, the Bible says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sue, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace." Here we are told that there is time for everything. If you go to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5, the word says, "Whosoever keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment." Verse 6, "Because to every purpose there is time and judgment, therefore, the mystery of man is great upon him." There is time for everything. We should know the right time for the right thing. And in doing this, we have to judge. Judgment is like answering a question. For example, in law court, two people are brought, accused of wrongdoing. Maybe one of them is accusing the other of wrongdoing. The judge will look at the two, will listen to the two, and then judge. You are right, you are wrong. Also, in the use of your time, so many things are demanding for your time. You are the judge who will say, you supposed to have this time. You don't supposed to have this time. Psalm 89 verse 47. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Brothers and sisters, time is short. Everybody says time is short.
Time is short.
How long does a man live in the world? Small children think that there are so many years to come. But elderly people, when they look back, everything was like yesterday. I was a small boy a while ago. I became youth. I became an adult. Today I'm an old man. Time is so short. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? The season there is talking about the right time when one's supposed to say something, when one's supposed to do something. Time is so important in everything we do in life. If you want to know the importance of time, look at some things. Mobility, for example. Go to the airport. Some airports releases hundreds of planes to the sky every day. Hundreds. The people at the control tower will monitor. There are three planes that want to take off through this runway. They ask number one, go to the point and stop. They look at the sky. No plane is coming through that direction. They have radar that will tell them what is happening in the sky. Then flight 3377, take off. You see the pilot pressing the necessary button. It's going. When it has taken off, they tell flight 77333, go, I don't know the terminology they use. I use my own. Go to the point. That one will also go there. I've heard that sometimes if the people at the control tower allows a kind of plane, especially those big ones, to take off, and then ask a smaller aircraft to take off, not long after that one has taken off, when it gets to the sky, the wave that is produced through the taking off of the big one will create problem for the small one. Some aircraft have crashed within the vicinity of the airport because of issues like that. What was the problem? Time. In driving, time is so important. A vehicle is going your front, maybe long vehicle, for example. If you want to know what I'm talking about, travel along Lokoja, Abuja Road before this new expansion they are doing. If you travel within the narrow part of it, or take it from Okene to Abuja, that's the best. They have not expanded that. You have a lot of vehicles, long vehicles. Is a very busy road. And you cannot be going behind this smoky vehicle because you won't see the front. because of the smoke. You want to get away from his back. Vehicles coming from other way. What do you do the other side? What do you do? You calculate. If I start to accelerate now, I'll be able to get to his front before the other vehicle will reach me. In some cases, you calculate well, but you did not put in mind that the trailer you want to overtake is climbing a hill. And by the time you will finish your overtaking, it must have started descending. And when a long vehicle is climbing a hill, it moves slowly. By the time it's descending, it moves how? Fastly. Meaning that the speed will increase before you eventually get to its front. It has caused a lot of accidents. As it's going and your vehicle doesn't know hill. It's on that nose hill, it's going jagge. But by the time you get to the middle way, it has crossed from the hilly part of the road to the slopy part. As it moves to the other side, you just hear, so the speed increases. The vehicle that is coming from the other side is very close. Before you're able to get to his front, that one have reached you. That is what causes head-on collision. What is the problem? Time. The timing. Some women use cooking gas that has timing facility. This food is to cool for 10 minutes. Then you set it 10 minutes. If you made the mistake of setting it 10 hours instead of 10 minutes, and you leave the rice on it and go out, knowing that your machine will switch itself off at the time you set, but you set the wrong time, what follows? You may burn not only the cooking gas, you may burn the house also. I'm only picking these examples. I don't know if they are very good example or perfect example, to let you know that timing, the use of time, is very, very important. Amen. Time is very, very important. Your life can be divided to seconds. It doesn't matter how long you have lived, how long you will live. If you sit down, think about your past, if it is possible for everything to be shown to you, that you are able to see what you do your first year, your second year, your third year, until you grow to childhood, to adulthood, you become youth, you become an adult, and try to know how much of this time you wasted. You may hate yourself. Some children will not go to school at the right time. And when the exam comes, they fail only because they were not in class at the time they were teaching them something. When they fail, they have to repeat the class. Am I correct? How long has he wasted? 1 whole year, 365 days. Because of enjoyment of 2 days, going with his friend to see things, and 2 days, 365 days. Some children will be careless in the exam hall. They will not write their names correctly, their numbers correctly on the sleeve. And at the end of the day, the result does not come out well. He has to wait for another year. As we said, 365 days. If children will do that, we adults must endeavor that such a thing does not happen to us. What am I bringing out from all of this? We need to be very, very mindful about how we use time. Am I communicating? God, in his infinite wisdom, gives the same amount of time to everyone that is alive. Each day, each week, each month, and each year. In fact, each minute, each second. All of us are having 60 seconds in our minute, 60 minutes in our hours, and 24 hours in our days, 7 days in our week, and so on and so forth. All of us. Each man, irrespective of age, position, or status, is given the same amount of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, each year. Another important thing is that every man is expected to spend his allocation of time the same time others are spending their own, not necessarily the same way. Time, unlike money, that could be kept for use whenever the owner desires, cannot be stored for future use. Dress, even the so-called Christmas dress, New Year dress, somebody may decide, I'm not wearing it, I wear it in Easter, and it will keep it. If you keep it well, nothing will tamper with it. Am I correct? Food. Thank God for the system of refrigerator. When there was no refrigerator, our mothers would fry the meat each day. They bring it out to dry it in the sun. Some, they will dry it with fire. They preserve it for another day. There are so many things people can preserve. Money is kept. Time people will dig the ground, keep it there. There is special safe where some people keep money. Today, there is the banking facility. You store it in the bank, and you go back there when you need it to collect it to use. Time is that thing that you cannot keep for another day. The same allocation is given to all men, and all men must spend it at the same time. Whatever one does with his allocation of time, once it is passed, it is gone forever. Many people don't bear that fact in mind. That whether you spend the time well or you don't spend it well, you are spending it. You cannot go back to it and say, 2 hours yesterday, I didn't remember to spend it. Maybe you don't know that sometimes we forget money in our pockets. Some people are so rich that they even forget some good amount of money in an account. And it's just there. One day they say, my account with First Bank. There should be something there. You now carry the record and check. 25,000. And now it needs 10,000. We just go to collect 10,000. You see, having 15,000, he forgot it there. You can't forget time. And in case you forget it, you cannot reclaim it. Once it is gone forever. As precious as money is, time is more precious than money. You know why? Sometimes money has substitute, but time has no substitute. What do I mean by that? For example, if one does not have money to pay for a service, for a good or something, in many cases, one can use service or other things to pay for such a thing. Can you remember trade by barter? There is still a form of trade by barter still going on in the world. In fact, nations, they use money to do their calculation. The business between Russia and America, this year, America sold goods worth $1 billion to Russia, to China. China sold goods worth so to America. They want to balance it. They use money to calculate. But in reality, governments of the world, nations, do not exchange money. They practice trade by barter. That's what nations are practicing. And that is why some nations can get more of what they need from one nation than that nation can get from them. Because you need to have physical thing that you use to exchange. You need to give to get what you need from that country. Nigerian Naira is useless in America. It's ordinary paper. Just as American dollar is ordinary paper in Nigeria. Somebody say, Otio, American dollar. Go to Agege, you exchange it. That is the way it looks in the physical. But in reality, it's a useless thing here. Because here, it is no legal tender. I watched a documentary, or heard documentary about Idi Amin. You remember Idi Amin, the maximum ruler of Uganda then. Hater of Christian. A carnivorous animal. Pardon me for giving him that name. One day, in the documentary, he was talking to the governor of the Central Bank of Uganda. Things were gone down. They had problems with many nations of the world. If I in the sky, anywhere you see Idi Amin in his car, the radio is tuned to CNN, BBC, to hear what the world are saying about him, because the whole world are complaining about him. And things were very bad in Uganda. No money, no salary, nothing. So he was talking to the governor of the Central Bank of Uganda, and that one was complaining that the economy has gone so bad. There's no money. You know what Idi Amin, according to the documentary, told the governor? Print more money. What does it cost government to print money? Shejumelo. There are supersonic machines that you press button like this. In few days, billions of naira are printed. The more money government prints, the more useless the money becomes. So when the governor of the Central Bank would talk to Idi Amin, he told him that the money, Uganda currency, does not worth tissue paper. You grew angry and said, you call my country money shit money? It was even less than shit money. Praise the Lord. Leave that one. What I'm talking about is that when there is no cash, there are other things you can use to do the business of cash. In our father's days, when a man is owing, he can't pay, and he's having children, people will say, you are lucky that you have children. He will simply give two of his children to the creditor to go and be serving the creditor. He has paid his debt with that. He doesn't spend money. He spends his children. There are people who have given out their clothes to pay for what they are owing. The point is, money has substitute for time. You need time, you must get time. And mind you, God is not going to give you extra time. So the time you have today, you cannot reserve it to use tomorrow. You have to use it today. Go. If you leave it till tomorrow, you will discover that you have spent it, whether you spend it well or not. That is how serious the issue of time is. When you don't have money to pay, you can borrow money and use it to pay. Scarcely is there any big company in the world that doesn't borrow. In fact, one of the things you learn if you are going into big business something is when to borrow, how to borrow. Almost all companies of the world are borrowing money. Almost all the nations of the world are borrowing money. In fact, the bigger you are, the more money you borrow. I don't know if there is any country in the whole world that is owing more than America. The debt of America is in trillions of dollars. Whereas 38, everybody say 38. $38 billion put Nigeria in slavery for the whole of 80s, stroke part of 90s, before Obasanjo came in, and through negotiation with World Bank and other creditors, the debt was paid off. Only God knows how much we are owing now. During the time of Shagari, it went so bad that federal government could not pay salary. All because the money we are making from crude oil, which was our main source of income, we are using a greater percentage of it to surface the debt. And the creditors don't pray that we will pay, because their money is doing business for them. Once you are paying the interest as at when due, their money is working for them. So they pray that you won't have money to pay the capital. You'll be the principal. You'll be paying the interest. And Nigeria was paying and paying and paying and paying and paying. Some people even suggested that we should just tell the creditors, we are no longer paying. Then we stop to services. The whole world will call us a rogue country. And they will treat us as rogues. So when I heard that Obasanjo was negotiating and planning to pay that debt, I felt he was delivering Nigeria and Nigerians yet unborn from the shackle of debt. But I don't know how much federal government of Nigeria is owing today. But if the indications we are receiving from the press is anything to go by, it seems we are not far from where we were then, if we are not already there in indebtedness. You can borrow money to do things. If you plan well, you make big gain. Then from your gain, you will pay the interest. You see, have surplus. Another problem with time is that it is the easiest thing to waste in life. Nothing is easier to waste as time. You say why? It is always within reach. I repeat, it is always within reach. Anywhere you are, even when you are dreaming, the time is with you there. When you are sick on the hospital bed, your time is with you there. Travel to any corner of the world, your time is with you there. The woman that wanted to do me 419 towards the end of last year said that they returned from America to Nigeria to discover that all their properties have been sold by the sister of her husband. And when they wanted the money they were coming with, police stopped their vehicle around Ajao Estate from the airport as they were coming home. And when they searched their vehicle, they saw the big money they were having. And in the process, you know, Nigerian police, according to her, the money was gone. And that was how they entered Nigeria penniless. And they were able to get one of the houses in which they are now living. They wanted to withdraw money from their account abroad. There's a lot of money in their account. And the bank abroad told them that they would need to come physically and sign before money could be withdrawn, because they fear Nigerians that are number one in the 4199 business in the world. So they will need to travel abroad to sign before they can collect any money. So all they need is just money to travel abroad. Now, what the woman wanted to dupe me. I have told you how God delivered me. I called Bryce to sit down when she finished talking. An elderly woman that must be in her 60s, and the English was beautiful Queen's English. She talked, she looked like somebody, like an Americana, truly. And I asked Bryce to sit down. When he sat down, I looked at her. First statement. I said, everybody that have tried to dupe me in the past always fail. If you are a duper, you made that as the first statement from your client or prey. You know you are in trouble. That's how she could not dupe me. But what she was trying to say is possible. That you have a lot of money somewhere, but you cannot cash it immediately because of the condition, the situation, or the place you are. Am I correct? For example, you travel. You did not remember to go with your checkbook. And you have good amount of money in any bank. Can you just go to the bank and say, I won't collect my money? Huh? You need to write check before you are paid. So if you need money to spend there, you tell them, oh, what do I have now? Take 2,000. I will have given you 5,000 if my check is here. But my check is not here. So this is what I have here. Another time I will give you money. I'll give you 2,000. You know what has just happened? You have saved 3,000 for future use. But time is always... You can't tell anybody that when I get home, I will get more time and give it to you. I don't know if you understand. Yesterday, somebody needed to talk with me after the serious work of the Covenant Sunday activity. I went and rested. I slept. And God gave me good sleep. I slept very well, snoring, Papa. So when I woke, I was rushing to my office because I told the pastors to also sleep. So immediately we continue the pastor's meeting. As I was rushing, somebody was waiting. He said, I've been waiting for you. I need to see you. I said, you cannot see me this time. I rested a little so that I could go to pastor's meeting. And the pastors are waiting for me. In reality, I had in mind more than pastor's meeting. I wanted to first get to the meeting, call the pastor. Go and look for all the pastors wherever they are. Go and call them. While he is calling them, I will be having a second look at my outline for this Bible study. By the time the pastors will gather, I will have finished with that. The pastor's meeting will start. But this fellow persuaded me and said, I won't need more than just 5 minutes. In fact, it may not be more than 4 minutes. And he has been waiting. I now said, okay, this is what will happen. Hallelujah. So I said, okay, you can be talking to me as I am going. So I was walking and he was talking to me. Fokokompeyemiji. But what he was saying was sounding serious. That I said, okay, let's enter my office and sit down. Maybe it's 4 minutes. We sat down. Did we not spend more than 40 minutes? Instead of 4 minutes. And thus he robbed me the opportunity of working on me. Because before he will finish, the pastors were ready. By the time he finishes, or I cut him short, the pastor's meeting starts. Where is my Bible study? Won't you be ready here this morning? That forced me to still cut my sleep short in the night and spend the night to prepare. Otherwise, I'll be talking rubbish here this morning. What am I saying? Time. If anybody wants to borrow your time, you can't tell him it's in my bag and my bag is not in the car. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. You can't tell somebody that. You can't tell somebody that my time is in the bank. I don't have my checkbook here. If my checkbook here is, I would have given you a little of it. Anybody who needs your time, anytime, anywhere, knows that the time is in your pocket. It's with, if you don't give it, it means you don't want to give it. Otherwise, you have it here. And that, all of this makes it easy for time to be wasted. It is the easiest thing one can waste. This is because time is divided into small, small units. It is so easy to waste a lot of it in a day or a year without knowing. Every time you stand somewhere discussing with somebody, something that doesn't really concern you, that's supposed not to be important to you, you are wasting time. Having all the above in mind, it is very important, therefore, to prepare ourselves in such a way that we'll be able to use every moment of this year judiciously. All I've been saying, what I want to get out of it is, we should have a plan, make a decision that every moment of this year we endeavor to use how judiciously. This does not mean that we will be working around the clock or that we will not have leisure hours, but it means that our lives will be so programmed in such a way that we know when we are to work, when we are to play, when we are to worship, when we are to rest, and so on and so forth. I am not through this suggesting that we must produce time roster that must be followed rigidly for ourselves, but that we must be very conscious of how we use each moment of our days. Deliberately planning today, I'm not going to waste any of my time, because any time wasted is gone forever. Anytime what is not sure whether he is using a particular time wisely, one may ask himself questions like the following. What does it mean not to spend money wisely? Look at me, everybody. You have prepared the food you will eat in the night, a supper. What do you want to eat? Rice. It is prepared. But you see somebody selling iyan kolobe, pounded yam without soup. You know they sell it. I said, if you touch the pounded yam, it's so soft, it's so good, it's so shegba, it's so shawo. You call her, and you touch it, so soft. How much do you sell? If I won't buy two, you buy four. You keep it. While you are still keeping that, the one selling what again can be sold like that? Two old dinuyan. If I say two old ilorin, I'll be two awusa. Say, it's long since I had of two. Two, is it fine? Take a little and taste it. Oh my God, the soup is sweet. You buy a bowl, you keep it. Come. How much of this food can you eat at supper? There is no provision to put it in fridge, but since it is good and it is available, that's why you decided to buy. Choose two automatically, that has made the pounded yam to be useless. Use pounded yam, it has made your original rice to be useless. Am I correct? When eventually you add the rice, in case you choose rice, these two other food will be useless. By this time tomorrow, what will be the condition of all the rest food? I deliberately chose those food. I know how to say bread that you can reserve. I'm talking of what you cannot preserve. By the second day, what do? You throw it away. It means you don't spend the money judiciously. Am I correct? Do you know that, I'm talking about time. Do you know that we often do that with time and we don't see that we have done anything evil? When we do it with food like that, everybody will know you are stupid. How can you are prepare your rice? Then how can you buy padded yam, buy two at the same time, knowing that this time tomorrow it will be useless? Why did you buy? You look so foolish, so speedy. But when we are wasting time like that, nobody tells us we are wrong. We don't even feel we have done anything wrong. Whereas, we are actually wasting our lives attending to what does not concern us, spending time on what is not important to us. How many children has failed because the time they're supposed to do their homework, they spend it to go with their friends to visit places where they had no business. By the time he returns, he's so exhausted, he cannot touch the book. Maybe you don't know that some children, that is why they don't go to school regularly.
When he leaves the house, he remember, I didn't do my own work. Teacher will ask me, ha, if I want to stay here and do my own work, I will get there late. They will cane me. What do you do? He now looks for a place to spend the day. He has wasted time. He's wasting more time to correct the time he originally wasted. When the student close, they start to come back home. And the parent has prepared food. Okari, okomi, okabo. Sheshe, without that, ah, ashe gone. He eats and sleeps. He's wasting something much greater than what you are seeing. Because at the end of the year, he is a failure. In some cases, school authority will say he should withdraw. In some cases, they will ask him to repeat. Because of the bad foundation he has laid for himself, he may repeat like that 2-3 times. At the end of it all, when his mates are becoming graduates, he is still pursuing how to pass JAMB. When eventually he is able to pass JAMB, in case he ever passed JAMB and graduate from school, by the time he is coming out of school, he is going to be subordinate to his mates. Look at what that will mean to his life eventually. So, whenever you are not sure whether you are spending this time wisely or not, ask yourself the following questions. 1. What am I doing now? Form the habit of asking yourself that question. Let it be part of your life. You are standing somewhere, you are sitting somewhere, you are talking somewhere, you are doing other things somewhere. Ask yourself, what am I doing now? When you don't know how to answer the question, ask yourself the following one. Am I walking? Am I resting? I didn't say am I walking. No. Am I walking? Walking. Am I resting? Am I playing? Am I meditating? Am I planning? Or am I just wasting the time? The time we spend to rest is not wasted if we do it at the right time. Because when you give your body, your mind also rest. By the time you get up to continue your work, you are revived. You are able to do it better. If you have spent the time, maybe you don't know, some children, the time they're supposed to sleep, they will spend it to watch television. After all, I'm not doing anything, I'm just sitting down. You are not just sitting down. Your eyes is laboring. Your brain is laboring. That sitting down, your buttock is laboring. Your leg are laboring as you sat down watching that television. If the time you spend for that television is actually the time you're supposed to allocate to that, and what you are watching is beneficial to your life, you are not wasting the time. But if that time is the time you're supposed to rest, go and sleep. Lie on the bed. If sleep refuses to come, stay there. The whole of your body system will be resting. Close your eyes. If sleep does not come, cover your head with cloth. You won't see anything. Your eyes will be resting. Your mind will be resting. Even if you are not sleeping. One of the reasons why people are admitted in hospitals, one of the reasons is to force them to rest. We have heard about some pregnant women that have serious issues. And doctors will say, you will be in the hospital till you deliver your baby. Ask the woman, are you sick? Say, I'm not sick. Do you have any problem? Say, I'm not having a problem. The doctors can now regulate how she spends her time. If she's at home, she will be busy. Even if she doesn't work, she will be busy talking. At the hospital, you don't have too many people to engage you in talking. The hospital ward is done in such a way that each patient is facing his own situation. Yes, there may be somebody in the next bed with whom you discuss or chat. If doctors realize that your discussion with that fellow is going to jeopardize their work, they move you away from that word to somewhere else where you will not have that kind of person to talk with. In fact, in some cases, they put you in a special place they call intensive care unit. That's not a word where you can be discussing with anybody. In some cases, they even put you there and use something to cover you there. Then, so that you don't have any other activity, they will be going and coming, going and coming. They may put drip, hang your hand somewhere. You'll be busy with that one. If you are at home, you will tell the drip, wait, I'm coming. Let me quickly take something from the back of the house there. Praise the Lord. So ask yourself, am I walking? Am I resting? Am I playing? Playing may be for exercise, for the sake of exercise. I'm not against. I have to be careful what I'm about to say. I don't see sports as necessarily evil. You say, but you're always talking against watching football. I see it as wasting of time. The one that is playing football is benefiting. How? It's exercising. In some cases, they even pay them money in the world of today. You say, if you see a child of God playing tennis court, will you condemn him? If he's doing it for the sake of exercise, I won't condemn him. You see the children, they carry blood, they play the ball, they play, they run around. I've not ever appreciated that all these children will go to hell. They are exercising. But when you leave your house and go to a stadium and sit down, watching football, ask yourself, am I resting? What would the answer be? No, let's take it the way I wrote it here. Question number one, am I walking? The one that sat down watching football, am I walking? What's the purpose of walking? Is it not to earn something? Abi, that sitting down to watch football, is he walking? Who said he's walking? Referee is walking. True or false? Coach is walking. True or false? Government officials in charge of the something, representing their local government, their state government, their national, federal government, or whatever, they are working. If the game went well, they can even receive bonus. Our friend that bought tickets and sat down watching them, is he working? That was question one. Question number two, is he resting? He's not working. I say automatically, rest is opposite of work. No. If he wants to rest, let him carry his armchair to the frontage of the house, cross his leg, take fresh air, look at the nature, and rest.
The message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Pattern Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Pattern Church headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
But in the football stadium, he's working without pay. Am I correct? What faculty of the body are engaged in the work? Number one, eyes is very busy. If you tell those who know about how the eyes work, they may even tell you are so stressed the eyes that you're spoiling the eyes for staring at them for too long. What part of the body is also working? The mind. The brain. We have been told by experts that when you eat the right type of food, when
you are walking, the part of your body that is engaged in the work will receive more of the, let me use this word, fuel the food produces. For example, now, my mind is busy. My head is busy. I use my hand not only to hold the microphone, even to make gesture and I stand. All those parts of my body will receive their own allocation, their own portion of the food that is in my system. When you sit down watching football like that, all the necessary faculties of your body will be receiving food, receiving everything from what you have there. You are actually working, but doing wrong work. Work that brings no benefit. If you have stayed at home, sitting down in front of the house, you say your eyes will be seeing it too. Your eyes will be seeing. Not like when you are watching football. Yes, so tibia fun deji, deji gbe fun deji, gbe fun doje, doje, it is a... We've heard about people of dying of heart attack while washing. Abi? Because the mind is with it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people will even use their leg here to kick the ball. It is a go. The heart will go. Oh, yeah, yeah. Rush him to the hospital. Before you know what is happening, he's dead. That boy that is playing football, all the joints of his body are being moved for the body to function well. He's actually benefiting himself. The spectators watching are wasting their lives. We say, but we sit down and watch video. If you sit down and watch video that does not have any value, anything to add to your life, you are wasting your life.
Am I correct?
I've just talked to you about how the people at the control tower in an airport direct the plane. I could not use the right terminology because I'm not an expert in the field. But the illustration I brought out of that helped my teaching one way or the other. Am I correct? Do you know that one day I was watching the TV and I saw how those things happen? And they are stored in my memory. Today I'm able to bring it from there and use it to talk to you. Tell me what you saw in your memory when you are watching football. They are now used in classroom as teacher to teach your pupil. Unless you are teaching sport. Say, okay, what about me teaching sport? You are a different person. You say, what is the message for me? I don't have message for you today. I went to preach in a church that has football club. I was asked to talk to pastors, full-time pastors, elders who are not there. Alone, lo mo bi te no mi boy no mi se ya lobe. That I said something along this line. I knew they have ball. I never meant to contradict them or say anything. That's not the topic I was given. But something made me to stumble at it. Without directly mentioning their own, I was talking about pastors that create time to go to stadium. Pastor, hold on, I remember our man jam around in stadium. That pastor is not doing his job. Where do you have the time? Somebody said something else. Another one said, "Bolu ti wagon tag banjo si ereki la jembe." Referring to the GO auto is just a pastor condemning the arrangement GO made because of what I said. What gain? Bodily exercise profited little. There is difference between the person exercising and the person washing him. So is the person washing him, I said, he could do some other useful thing at such a time. So ask him, is he walking? No. Is he resting? No. Is he playing? He's not playing. Is he meditating? Can you be watching football and have time to meditate on the word of God?
Is he planning? When you are planning, you need the whole of your body's faculties to be available to you when you can think correctly. When you are watching football, I don't see you planning. Am I just wasting the time? Oh, yes. Another question you can ask yourself when you don't know what you are doing. Is this the best time for what I am doing now? Even if it is working, if it is resting, playing, meditating, planning, and so on. Is this the best time for this thing? The Bible said there is time for air. Come on. There is time for everything. Is this the best time? The time here does not only mean minutes, seconds, minutes, hours, days. In some cases, it even means years. This year that I'm using to do this, is this the best time? For example, a child that finishes his secondary school education and the parents are willing to sponsor him to go to tertiary institution, but he decided to be bus conductor for now. I will go to school now. I will go by the grace of God. How old am I? There are still many years to come. I will go to school. And he's doing bus conductor, if not garage boy. Can he make any money through that? Don't answer until you think. Instead of going to university that his parents are ready to sponsor him, he decided to work in the garage as bus conductor. Can he make any money through that? Yes. Some people are shaking their heads. You are not thinking well. What do you mean? If he follows the bus to Yabato Oyinbo, to Ajegunle, when they are closing in the night, the driver must give him money if he wants him to come tomorrow. Can he make any money through that? He will make money. In fact, when he is returning, he can branch at Mr. Big and buy meat pie and chicken and say, Mommy, you say I should go to school. Is this not better for you? See, chicken I bought for you. A Yoruba saying says, Alaru to unje bready. Awori elunje. This boy is eating his future. So instead of going to school, he's making money. A foolish person may say that is better than going to school. Because if you go to school, you won't make money. But is that the best time to make money? That's the question. Not everything is that is right is good all the time. Something may be legitimate, something may be right, but not for this time. Not for this time. Meaning that you don't only try not to waste time. Even when you are using time, use the time for the right thing. Look at me. We have just ended pastor's meeting. I'm taking Bible study. If I have shifted the meeting of the pastor to after the Bible study, it wouldn't have been right. You say why? The pastors are going back to their stations. Some are going to Ekiti. Some are going to Abuja. Some are going to the east. If I then say, I've decided that I will do Bible study first. Later I will come to attend to you. By the time I finish attending to them, they leave here by 12 noon, by 1 o'clock, join the vehicle going to Abuja. When will they reach Lokoja? Eh? And that road is full of robbers, accidents, and many other problems that come more in the night. Wisdom says I should take care of them at the time I took care of them. Come to this one. We are doing the Bible study now. If while we are doing that program, I told myself that I'm tired, I need rest. Don't I need rest? There are some members of this church that worry me. Sometimes it's like you will not pick their call. Hello, sir. Thank God for the Kilashilano. Covenant Sunday. The anointing I receive is still flowing from my mouth now. I enjoy so much. Daddy, I have a question for you. Yes, God bless you. Did you rest? Did you sleep? Where are you now? You need rest, so you are not a young person. You are old man. You rest, so. Sometimes you, when you see the call, you know, say, this one will complain about you. He expected that when he call you, somebody will pick the phone and say, Daddy is resting. He will be happy. Yeah, Daddy, good. He will come to preach tomorrow. But when he pick the phone, you say, hello. He's wondering that. He's the one that called you, but he expected you not to answer. Then, hello, sir. Where are you, sir? I'm alive. Where are you alive? There are many here. Now, let me ask you a question. If I said because we did ministers meeting, I need rest. Don't I need rest? Instead of teaching this Bible study, I told Brother, tell them that I want to rest, that they should come back by 2 o'clock. How many of you will come back? Say the truth. How many of you? Few Arabo. Nobody will come back. They will go. On the way, they tell their friend that pastor said no Bible study today. Maybe you don't know that that is how some churches close down. No Bible study today. No hour of miracle today. On Sunday, you get to church. Pastor traveled. No service today. Then when you want to go the following Sunday, the devil will say, where are you going? The pastor must have traveled again. Then one day you see that the church is no longer running. To use the time wisely, I have to sit down and teach you. You that have left whatever you are doing, you came for Bible study, I've served you, isn't it? When I drop the microphone, I can even start my sleeping from here. And then go to bed or share or anything and rest until the time of Bible, evening Bible study. I will be spending the time rightly, wisely. Am I understood? What I'm saying now is that it's not only that you make sure you don't spend any part of your life for wrong thing. It's not only that you make sure you don't waste your time. You also want to be sure that even the legitimate, the right thing, you put them at the right time. And children, the right thing for you at your early age is to lay solid financial foundation for yourself. Many children, that time they're supposed to lay foundation, they are building their house. Can you come back to lay foundation after the structure is in place? That house is without foundation. When problem comes, it will collapse. You see some children, very small child, he won't tell Yalasho, and he's helping her to sell cloth. And when they close, Yalasho give her money. She's having big money. She even have accounts. The money in her account is more than her mother's money. And all her mates are in school. Some of them are learning trade. He collects from Yalasha today. If you see the amount of money those who do labor work collect, in Lagos today, one day labor work is 1,500. How many managers are having up to 1,500 per day? 1,500. Labor work. Carry pong pong. Yes. Can I tell you the secret? If you fill pong pong now, fill it to the brim with sand and ask me to carry it, put it in my head. If you are not careful, I will not preach tomorrow for carrying one. And I'm not an old man. I'm only an adult to carry it from ground up. Whereas all those small KOKO boys put stone inside. Some children will even display. Or walk and laugh. Yeah. He has the energy now. You won't have the energy tomorrow. When you use the energy for wrong thing, you use it to do labor work and you collect money, you rent a room. Yes. Put share. Put zero. You're a big man. When you grow to my age, that you can't carry Hong Kong again. and you don't have something you have prepared that will make you to continue to be relevant, you become irrelevant. You know what you become? A liability. A burden on other people's neck. For that not to be, the time for foundation. Lay foundation. Children, go to school. Listen to your teacher. All your friends that are doing bus conductor, doing a shop boy, doing other things and are making money, remove your eyes from them. By the time you will start to make your own money, they will become irrelevant. You know what they will do at the end of the day? They will come to be washing your car. So they come and say, let me wash the car now. I know you will give me money. You use your finger to take small of your money and give to him, and he will say, rank a day to you. He's waiting at your entrance when you are returning so that I can work the car against tomorrow for you. He become your slave, your servant. Let him enjoy what he's enjoying now and lay foundation for yourself. That's time. Praise the Lord. Is what I am doing now the right thing for this time? Also, is God my maker pleased with what I am doing now? That's another very vital question we must always ask ourselves. Anything my God, my maker, will not be pleased with, I must not allocate any time for it. Because I got the time from God. Is what I am doing now beneficial in any way? Maybe you don't know that something may be beneficial in a way, but it's not beneficial enough to take our time. Like that boy I said is doing liberal work now when he's supposed to be in school. Is liberal work beneficial in any way? It's beneficial temporarily. But the benefit of today is sorrow of tomorrow. For you to be able to use every day of this year wisely, there is the need for you to begin not to waste any time right from now. James chapter 4, verse 14. James 4, 14. James 4:14. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Time flies. You are saying something here. Maybe I need to confess to you that I've never calculated it that way. Some days ago. And I said, we got to this land in 1993. I was almost saying 93 to 2013. Okay, it's 10 years. Then I realized that no, it's 93 to 2003, 10 years. 2003 to 2013, 10 years. I was almost surprised that day. So we have spent 20 years on this land. I am not 60 yet. Meaning that you cannot get 20 years in my life. You know what that means? I have spent more than 1/3 of my life on this land. Try it, start now. Don't say I will start later. Not to waste any time. Do not unnecessarily live till tomorrow. Anything you're supposed to do now. I want to recommend that cassette again. I've often recommended it. The title is Tomorrow Always There? It's common for people to say, by the grace of God, I'll do it tomorrow. By the grace of God, yes, tomorrow. That tomorrow we gave so many things. Is tomorrow always there? I remember before we enter year 2000, all governments of the world, let me give some people benefit of doubt. Most governments of the world were allocating everything to year 2000. Those of you who are in Nigeria, you will not say you forgot House for All in 2000. That was the slogan of Nigeria. Water for All in 2000. In some countries, Job for All in 2000. Who could there Wife for All husband in 2000. All the things they said 2000 will bring. How many has he brought? We are not in 2000 now. We have crossed 2010. No? Maybe you don't know. When 2000 was closed and they saw it, hey, this 2000 will fail, we fail. They changed the 2000. They call it 2020. 2010. 2010. 2010. Water for all. House for all. Job for all. Motorcycle for all. God for all, wife for all, children for all, food for all. When 2010 was closed, they changed to 2020. The 2020 they hang everything on now. We are in 2013. Oh God, do meje. That's how they be pushing it forward. Pushing it. Don't push anything to tomorrow. Tomorrow is not always there. You know what that means? Anything you have to do now, do it quickly. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeem the time you have wasted in the past. Don't overload the days ahead. Make sure you do not use more than the amount of time you're supposed to use for any particular activity. Now, it is one thing to engage yourself with wrong activity or the right activity at the wrong time. It is another thing entirely to spend a little more. You're supposed to spend 1 hour on this thing and spend the rest hours on other things. But this thing is legitimate, it's right, it's my duty, this is the time for it. When you finish the 1 hour on it, you are spending extra time. That extra time you are spending on it, you are wasting it. Whenever you realize that you have spent more time than necessary on any particular thing, put an end to that thing as much as possible immediately. You are watching television, for example. Ah, this documentary is so interesting. You are watching and watching, but you are going to attend Bible study by 4 o'clock. The documentary is continuing till 3:30. The way it is, it will be like 4:30 before it will end. They say, ah, it's so educative, it's so useful, it's so shekinikon. You see, the use of time has to do with judgment. If you remember where we started from the book of Ecclesiastes, the judgment now is ask yourself to watch the rest of this documentary and to get to Bible study on time. Which one is more important? Which one is more beneficial to my life? You pass judgment. And if you are a child of God, the judgment is, Bible study is more what? Beneficial. Switch off the television at that point and begin to go to church. If care is not taken, you will continue watching it. If somebody says, ah! If you know the documentary, if you know the program, ah, you will know it's so super. Is it more important than going to church? Do you know that some women will be watching home video? I don't recommend watching all this home video. If you watch video, it must be God video based on the Bible. I do not say video containing some words of the Bible, but that is based on the Bible and is educative. That has a message, has something to add to your life. Even that one. Some sisters will be washing and washing and washing. The time she's supposed to go to cook and prepare food for her husband, she's still washing. The husband is coming home with expectation, I will get food to eat where? At home. He gets home, he meets the wife, say, honey, hey, to babu program to show lini, ungani mochi, wo, jaka jo wo yoku. Chani ebi mpa mba wa asu. Wati jangu yo, yu kwa eti she ragidu. And honey being a child of God, he doesn't want to hear that he did not love the word of God. He sits with you in expectation that his food is ready. By the time you finish washing, honey, go to the dining table. and sit waiting for, then you go to the fridge and bring cold water and give him. See, I feel like first taking something before I drink water, he put your water down. He said, the husband wondered that will not be my stove, it's their stove. By the time the husband realizes no food for him, what happens? Let me tell you, if he's a child of God, I'm sorry, it's an international call. By the time the husband realizes that food is not ready, if he's a child of God, will he fight? Will he quarrel? Some children of God will not even complain. Maybe you are watching the word of God. When you do it 2-3 times, next week when he's returning from work, he will branch at Mr. Big and Big his stomach. So when he comes, the video is young, he will remind you that, oh, the video was lately. He has branched at Mr. Big and did what? Feed himself. That is a minus. Mr. Big is big money. Abi, when they collect it today, collect it tomorrow, collect it next tomorrow. One day you now say, honey, you see, that thing where I say I won't buy that time. The husband say, the remaining money no go reach. And the worst part is that men, they are wicked. Sorry, they are not wicked. They are wise. You know, wicked and wise start with W. They are wise. He will not tell you that you curse it. The money I will have given you now, I spent at Mr. B. He won't say so. He say, honey, no more money. No more money. By the grace of God, next month, you go buy it. You will have bought it now. Your misuse of time robs you of that thing. And that thing may be something very important for your life. You use the time for a legitimate thing, but you overuse the time. When you make money, you are the owner of the money, Abi. But you are not the owner of all, in a sense. Because you told Baba landlord that he should allow you to be living in a room in his house. Every month you will pay him money. You said you made that promise because you anticipated that every month they will pay you your place of work. When they pay you your place of work, they have paid you money, paid you Yaonigari's money, paid you transporters money, paid you offering church money, paid you school fees of the children. All of them are in your hand. If you begin to spend the money as if it's your money, those other owners of the money in your hand, when they begin to trouble you, you will know you are in trouble. Do not make friendship. Children, hear this. Do not make friendship with anyone you know to be a time waster, so that you do not become one with him. Women, those women that love talking, you have them in the church too. Hey, pastor said we should be visiting one another, that we should be loving one another. That's why I am loving you. I come to greet you. When you're supposed to face your work, she now sits in your shop. Your customer is expecting you to finish their job. She sits there doing nothing. It's not that she's joining you in the work. She doesn't know the work, but she will not allow you to do it. Hey, let the pastor they talk yesterday. What are you familiarity? That some sisters, they are not serious at all. In fact, I can't say, what is the meaning of serious? Pastor say, I can't have dictionary. I can't say, Oklahoma dictionary. We have a better answer. It's discussing something good with you. When you're supposed to do your work, she's a time waster, wasting your life for you. The Bible says you get off from that man when you perceive that he doesn't have leap of knowledge. Leap of knowledge does not only mean, not having leap of knowledge does not only mean jesting, but biting, saying bad thing. Saying the right thing at the wrong time is also not leap of knowledge. Leap of knowledge, when you have it, you know when to discuss issues. There are things you say, no, I won't discuss this now. Even today, in the pastor's meeting, there was an issue. that I wanted to talk to them about yesterday. But because of the way the program went, I could not mention it. This morning, as we are closing the program, it came to my heart. Today, I told myself that I won't let them go away from here with this one. Let them go. Next month, I will say it. If I keep something in my heart, use trick, use method, use cunning, my heart, there is a safe there. That once I put the key, only God can unlock it. Don't waste your life with somebody that is a time. If you know anybody that is a time waster, especially talkers, those expert talkers, you introduce one thing, she will begin to talk about it. Before you know it, she has introduced 10 other interesting subjects that will keep you down. The Bible says, get up, insult her. No, I don't mean the Bible says you should insult, but some people may feel insulted because you don't continue the discussion. So we discuss another day. I have to go now. Say, do now, me, Nika, my law, or a door and lay, say, go, yeah, can't so see some law, and be answering and be going. Let your actions speak for you. Amen. Make sure you start and end each day with meaningful prayer, reading and meditating on the word of God. Psalm 5 verse 3, Psalm 51 verse 17, Psalm 88 verse 13, Psalm 59 verse 16, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1 verses 1 to 3. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Make sure you determine before going to bed each day what and what will be your activity for the following day. Plan how you are going to spend your time. Plan how you are going to use your time. We have fixed all the major programs of Bible Pattern Church for this year under the pastor's meeting. There's a particular program we have to say Friday. No, not Friday, Thursday. Why Thursday? Because of so-so. Why not Friday? Because of so-so. Why not stop today? Why do we extend it to that? Today. Meaning that if you ask any full-time pastor or Bible pattern now, when are we doing confab? When are we doing December program? When are we doing Easter program? What other special program do we have? They already having it. They already know it. Maybe you don't know that in some cases, when Easter is next week, pastor says, program will not have any program will have any Easter now. That's how to plan to fail. But because we know what we are doing, when we are doing it, we can begin to get things ready. So when we now come here, and we are just like this, Olomolomo, pastor says, in Roro, to who are you going, no? It's a matter of planning your work, planning it well. Do that with your business. You will be a success. One of the things you do, you know when the confab is coming. You are given the date. Plan your activities in such a way that that period you'll be free to serve God. But some of us, I don't know confab when you allow him, he said, well, I'm not talking about you. But you believe, but you love marriage, you are bro, or my boy. And in judging, the use of time requires judgment. Don't forget that point. In judging, you ask yourself, to attend the wedding of my sister's daughter and to attend the confab, which one is more necessary? Which one is more beneficial to my life? Which one will God approve more? Tell me. Ade, I won't be able to come for your wedding. Our program, they have fixed it long before the date of your wedding came. Take 10,000 naira. Ade will be so happy that you gave him money. You will be so happy that you attend your program. But because there is no plan as to how you will use your time, I just have to go. I take permission from pastor. You better take permission from your heart that will trouble you tomorrow for not filling it with the word of God. Ask yourself each night, was I able to do all I supposed to do today? In case there is anything you're supposed to do but did not do, determine what you are going to do about it, possibly the following day. Sometimes you suddenly discover, I supposed to have done it. Oh, I did not do it. Determine immediately, what do I do about it? You may have to sacrifice some other things to be able to accommodate that. That's what is meant by redeeming time, buying back time. Make sure that no physical activity overshadow any of your spiritual activities for each day. There is time for everything. You are not only physical. In fact, you are more spiritual than physical. Don't allow physical activity to overshadow your spiritual activity. Rush out of the house. I can't read Bible. I cannot pray. I just have to go now. Come back late. I just have to sleep now. No Bible, no prayer, nothing. You won't do it for too long before your soul will be sick. Endeavor to see that nothing contrary to the will of God is allowed in your life any moment of each day. This is a new year. If you take to this counsel, this year will be prosperous and blessed in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. We still have one or two topics more about this solid foundation for the new year before we move to the first major study of the year. I'm sure you are blessed this morning. Stand up and pray to God, Father, all these things you are teaching me, give me the grace to make use of them. A little today, a little tomorrow is what makes you who you ought to be in life. Give me the grace to make use of all of them, that I will not waste all these resources or any of these resources that you are putting at my disposal. Can we begin to pray like that? Help me, Father, that I will make use of all these things you are showing me. Children, you need that prayer. Close your eyes and pray for yourself. That all these truths you are revealing to me, all this counsel of wisdom you are giving me, all this important thing you are showing me, give me your grace, O Lord, that I will not waste any of them. The spirit of forgetfulness that will make me to forget that you say so to me. The spirit of carelessness that will make me to treat any of them with levity, carelessly. The spirit of Satan that will make me to handle them anyhow, mishandling them, don't allow to succeed in my life. Give me the grace that I will always remember that all these things you are showing me for my own good, for my own benefit. Give me the grace, O Lord, to cooperate with you so that your purpose of sending these things, the purpose of showing me these things, will truly be fulfilled. Pray like that to God.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the need for us and how we need to manage our time very well. Because time is very important, and once it is lost, it cannot be regained. Many times in the past, we've misused our time one way or the other. But now we have been told that we need to make a change so that we not waste our life and not lose so many things we're supposed to gain. Having given us this understanding and this knowledge, Father, we need your grace to be able to abide by all these instructions. Give us the grace in Jesus' name. Many people are in the time past have used their time very well. Likewise, many have wasted theirs. We don't want to follow those bad examples, because tomorrow is not always there for us. To some people it may be there, but to many it may not be there. And since we do not know tomorrow, Father, we are praying that every step we need to take, everything we need to do, give us the ability to do them at the right time in Jesus' name. And this instruction we have received this morning, the grace will be remembering them every time we need them given to us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for you have heard us. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.